Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Really messed up.
Yeah, it's really messed up, you know, that no one even reported the sexual abuse that was going on with these children. It went on, it was going on for 15 years. And, finally, go on.
Hmm?
Yeah, go on, what were you going to say?
No, I was saying at least, that we know of, it could have been even longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And no one, there's an assistant coach. He saw one of the boys being sexually molested by Sandusky, but he didn't call 911 or bother to tell anybody else besides Paterno about it. And Paterno himself didn't even report it or go to any higher ups to try to have Sandusky removed from the school and from his position. But everyone turned a blind eye, and they didn't report it. And the sexual abuse kept going on for 15 years, and finally now, people decided to do something about it. And Paterno was fired this past week, and Sandusky, he's been removed, and it's just baffling. Oh, that's all I can say about this whole Penn State situation. I don't understand how so many people involved could turn the cheek and act like nothing was going on. It's very weird.
It's like they just cared about winning. They didn't care about who they were hurting. They just won because if Paterno knew a guy was like that was in his in his organization. First of all, he would have fired the guy and two reported him to the police. Not only just the university. And the university just wiped it under the rug and act like nothing happened.
I know, man, and the freaking... I was telling you off the air, what's the fascination with little boys?
I don't know.
Little boys have some kind of magic powers that we don't know about?
I don't know, dude. I just assume these, these sickos, they just want to, hurt innocent people for some reason.
Pedophile, and it's always boys, not little girls. It's always little boys hearing about these.
Well,
men.
Most cases, but obviously, unfortunately, they don't care who they victimize.
Sick. Sickening.
It is.
That Sandusky guy, he should go to prison for life.
For life. But you know what?
And get molested by older boys. See how it feels.
But you know what's messed up? People like that, who do these horrible crimes, they just, who knows, some of these people never get caught or they get locked up for maybe 10 years or whatever, and then they get out. But then you got a jerk like Madoff who he did rob from poor people, but the main reason why he got 150 years is not because he robbed poor people. It's because he robbed these rich people.
I know, yep.
And these rich people, they love being on the pedestal. They just want to send a message to anybody who try to screw them over.
Yep, exactly.
Watch, man. He's not going to spend that long in prison.
Yeah, probably. Well, we'll just have to see. But, pedophiles and sexual molesters, they're not really...
respected
when they go to prison, they're treated the worst out of all the prisoners.
Yep.
All the inmates, other inmates look at them like if they're the Antichrist. Yeah, and you're talking about murderers and freaking murderers and serial killers, and they're looking at these pedophiles like they're the Antichrist.
Yeah, it looks like even some of them have somewhat of a moral code, even though they wouldn't,
Yeah, even though they committed the worst acts themselves. Crazies. But yeah, it's a whole crazy situation with the Penn State. I guess they played today, and I guess
they
won
did.
Or something.
No, they lost. They were losing 17-0. They had a comeback, but it fell short, just short. So they lost. They lost 17-14.
Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Well, now one group of people that worth mentioning. Who aren't the bad guys in this situation, other than obviously the victims, the kids.
Yeah.
Or the Penn State players. I mean these guys, they were just trying to play their career, they're trying to prepare for their professional, careers, when some of these guys you know, make it to the NFL.
Yeah.
And now they have news of, you know, a guy who they look up to as a hero, and they still look up to as a hero in Paterno. They, you know, he covered it up. I mean, they still support him. The fans got PO'd when they found out that, you know, he got fired. You know, some of them turned over a car, you know.
Yeah, I mean, some people were really upset when Joe Paterno got fired, but they have to understand that he's just as responsible as Sandusky, even though Paterno didn't molest any of the kids.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if he did or not, you know.
Well, most likely he didn't, but he covered it up, and he could have prevented so many kids, man, from being affected by this guy, but
exactly.
He turned a blind eye because I guess he thought this guy was going to help him, you know, win championships, college championships or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just pretty much, you know, looked the other way while this was going on.
Right.
But you know what's really messed up? The guy, I think his name was McQuarrie.
Mike McQuarrie, yeah.
The guy who won the assistance that, you know, he's on leave,
mm-hmm.
who actually witnessed him, who witnessed Sandusky, you know, sodomizing a kid in the shower room. I mean, come on, what's up with that?
It's ridiculous.
And he didn't even do anything. He didn't even fight the guy. He didn't even do anything. What the hell? I bet if that was his kid, he would have said or did something.
Man, and a lot of these kids were like, I guess kids who were wanting to come to Penn State, and some of these other kids were like. Kids from Paterno's charity or something, do his charity. I don't know the whole story about it, but it's sick, man. It's sick.
It's
I get it. It's a sickening story.
It's really messed up.
I just I can't say condolences because these kids aren't dead.
Yeah, but it's like a condolences for their innocence. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you know.
You know, children, they have, like, you know, they have strong faith, you know. They have a utopian view of, you know, society that, you know, people are going to always look out for their best interests. But, unfortunately, this is the real world. And because of this jerk Sandusky, some of these boys have to, grew up, you know, faster than they were supposed to. And now they're affected for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and, like, I'm reading some of the victims who were some of the stories, and, like, there's more people saw stuff and didn't say anything. There was a janitor in 2000. He saw, he observed Sandusky giving oral sex to a boy in the building showers.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell is going on in this school?
These people are gutless.
This is crazy.
They're almost as gutless as Sandusky is.
God damn it, man.
I mean, how the hell do they witness these stuff and they don't even do anything? Let alone say something. They didn't even do anything.
Man, these freaking people, man. I'm never going to Penn State, even on a visit. Freak that.
Man, I wasn't planning on going to Penn State, period. this is ridiculous, man. This is just utterly ridiculous, man. This just goes without saying.
Yeah, well, again, my condolences for these kids' innocence, and they didn't know. Some of these kids were as young as 11 to 10 years old. You know, when you're that age, you're like, you know, you really go with the flow, you know. Someone gives you chocolate candy, you eat chocolate candy.
They didn't know any better, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they thought whatever was going on was weird, but they didn't. Man, this is just crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't have any. Really, Joe Paterno is a great coach, but I don't have any sympathy for him being fired. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean he could have stopped this.
Yeah.
But no, he just wanted to be the winningest coach. I guess it was worth it, you know, letting this monster, you know.
Well,
follow on these kids under his watch.
Yep, and now these people, they'll have to go to court, and these victims are going to testify in them, and we'll see what happens in upcoming months.
You know what? And these presidents and all these people, these board of trustees or whoever in charge of these people, man, they don't give a crap. They just let this whole thing swept under the rug too, and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They should, if they actually cared, they would have resolved this thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
And another thing, when this thing went to fan, they should have cleared the whole house.
Exactly.
They left the assistant coaches. One of the assistant coaches, the one that took over. They should have cleaned house because, okay, so far, to our people's knowledge, you know, he had nothing to do with it. He doesn't know anything about what went down. But it's just sounds fishy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
who knows? Maybe this guy might know something too. I mean, who knows?
Oh shit, it's fucked up.
People
are gonna go to prison. I Sandusky, don't worry. Like I said, he's gonna go to prison and he's gonna be molested by older boys.
He's gonna be the belle of the ball.
Exactly. all the tackling and the the catches in the end zone, he'll see all of those in prison. And another thing, Ashton Kutcher, you know, he didn't know all of the story, so he tweeted when the story developed that, you know, he was well, this is what he tweeted, whatever you want to say. He said, how do you fire Joe Pa? Insult no class as a Hawkeye fan. I find it in poor taste. That's what he tweeted. This is before he found out the whole story, because I guess he didn't know all the details. But then after that tweet, you know, people on Twitter started bashing him and criticizing him for defending, you know, Paterno and Penn State. But Kushner later found the whole story about it and then apologized and said, as of immediately, I will stop tweeting until I find out a way to properly manage this feed. I feel awful about this error. Won't happen again. And he posted a number of tweets saying he's stupid, he apologizes, and he's going to turn over his Twitter to his management team so they could filter out his tweets from now on. So, you know, he didn't know about the whole story. That's why, when he first posted that tweet about how do you fire Joe Paterno, you know, he didn't really know the whole detail of the story.
Man, it's like, when you think about it, Twitter is like, and the Facebook and all these social media, that's like the worst thing that happened to the celebrities, because it's like,
yeah.
I mean, before all these technology, you know, the people, you know, they had a bunch of, speakers and lawyers and people, you know, within their, you know, company to, you know, watch what they say before they speak.
Exactly.
But now it's like, it just reveals how some of these, I'm not singling out Ashton, I'm just saying in general, you know, that some of these, you know, celebrities are, you know, aren't as bright as you assume their characters on TV shows are.
Well, we know for sure that Ashton is not a bright person. He's not very bright, but, you know, he does get paid millions of dollars. But he's not one of the brightest people in the world.
Because there's so, I mean, ridiculously, I mean, like, within the last, 5 years or so, maybe even within this last year or two, the most ridiculous tweets and comments from these celebrities, them losing jobs, that's how Gilbert Gottfried lost his Affleck deal.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, they don't watch what they say, man.
You have to watch what you say, especially if you're a high-profile celebrity, you know. It could end your career.
Exactly.
You know Mel Gibson with the whole Jewish and anti-Semitic and, ethnic rant.
Well, yeah. But most of this, but that stuff happened, like, when he was drunk driving.
That's true, but he still should have watched what he did.
Well, yeah.
And his actions.
Obviously, yeah. You know?
But, yeah, if you celebrity got watch, you know, just be careful, man. But I'm going to go to a break real quickly here. I want to play you a video. This is a new way teenagers are getting drunk these days. Like, can you guess this new way that teenagers are getting drunk these days? And it's not by drinking alcohol, it's a totally different way they're getting drunk.
What, detergent? I have no idea.
Let me play for you. You listen to this clip, and you'll find out how teens are using alcohol to get drunk these days.
Ben, telling it like it is.
All right, just when you think you've heard it all when it comes to teens, and I have one, so I'm paying attention to this. This one might have you saying, wait, what?
The new methods teenagers are turning to get that quick buzz is pretty scary. Reporter Elizabeth Irwin is here with a straight story. Oh, boy, Elizabeth.
I've got to tell you, Steve and Catherine, two things I never thought would appear in the same sentence. Tampons and vodka. Do I have your attention? Good, because if you're a parent, you really need to hear this.
Quicker high, they think it's going to last longer, it's more intense.
This is not isolated to any school, any city, any financial area. This is everywhere.
When we heard how kids are getting drunk these days, we thought, no way. So we hit up the experts to find out if it's an urban legend or if it's legit.
There's been documented cases of people going to the hospital with alcohol poisoning just from utilizing it that way.
Officer Chris Thomas spends his days patrolling the halls of a Valley high school. He's heard firsthand how kids are getting tipsy.
What we're hearing about is teenagers utilizing tampons, soak them in vodka first before using them.
You heard right. Teens taking tampons, soaking them in vodka, and inserting them there.
It gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. There's no barrier, there's no stomach acid, there's nothing to prevent it.
I would expect it to absorb fairly quickly as well because it's a very vascular structure.
This is definitely not just girls. Guys will also use it and they'll insert them into their rectums.
And that's not all.
Using a beer bong rectally is the same concept as a vodka-soaked tampon.
Yep, rather than the traditional beer bong you'd find at a college party, kids are sticking the tube elsewhere to get wasted.
A lot of people believe that it would cover it up. Your breath won't smell like alcohol, so you can hide it from the parents, hide it from the police.
But take it from this cop. It won't work. It's not just jail time that might be a problem. These new tricks are really risky and could cause some serious trouble.
It can cause mucosal irritation, meaning the vaginal wall can be really irritated.
Plus, what if you overdo it? Irritation could be the least of your problem.
Some of the dangers associated with this is there's no barrier.
And no gag reflex. If it isn't going down the hatch, you won't have that telltale sign you've had too much to drink, which means you won't throw up if you've got alcohol poisoning. You'll pass out before you know there's a problem.
It's problematic because you don't really know how much you're going to absorb.
We decided to find out. Turns out a super tampon can hold about a shot of vodka, which is pretty potent when it's going straight into your system.
If a person does pass out or lose consciousness, healthcare professionals won't necessarily know, you know, that they have to look in those areas, and that may delay treatment.
Okay, if I'm a parent of a teenager, what can I do to make sure these are used for the job they're intended, nothing more?
Well, then you need to get involved. You know, stop being your kid's friend and be their parent first.
And one more myth we want to take care of. Kids apparently think that getting drunk that way means they'll pass a breathalyzer test because they didn't actually drink the booze. Not true. The test checks out what's in your bloodstream, not what's on your breath. Back to you.
All right, so kids, teenagers are getting drunk these days by buying tampons from the store, dipping them in vodka, and sticking them up their ass. The cornholio. Because I can see it's faster for the alcohol to get through the bloodstream because it's not going directly to the stomach, because when it goes to the stomach, you know, there's acids and stuff that interfere and delay the reaction of the alcohol. But since it's going straight up their ass, It's getting to the bloodstream quickly, and they're getting drunk faster.
Oh my gosh!
Fucking kids are crazy, man.
I thought I heard everything, man. People are really crazy. Just when you think people are crazy, they just run away to surprise you.
Yeah, man. So now when kids say, "You know what? If you mess with me, I'm gonna stick this tampon up your ass while I'm holding it." Oh yeah, do it. I dare you, cause I don't like it.
Dude, I literally have a face calm right now. As I'm speaking to you right now.
Like, yeah, you gonna stick it at my ass? Well, let me pull down my pants for you. That's what these kids are doing nowadays.
It's unbelievable, man. This is insane, man. how people could think of something like this.
It's, I might have to try that just to test it out.
Then you're nuts, man.
Just to see how it is. If that's true, if you do get drunk faster that way.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Let's stick this tampon with vodka up your ass.
Oh,
all right. All right. Yeah. So, what's the other news? Oh yeah, other news. It's earlier this week. Conrad Murray. He was found guilty of manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter of Michael Jackson. So it looks like he might be facing 4 years in prison, and he's gonna lose his medical license.
Yep.
And he's gonna be convicted on November 29th, I think. So we're gonna see. How many years he's going to spend in prison. And that's another guy who's going to be molested by boys. There's another guy. I mean, him and his lawyers, they were doing a lot of trash, bashing Michael Jackson, saying how he was weird, and it was weird for him to have little boys around. I mean, that's
but
another
yeah,
guy that's going to get molested in prison.
But yeah, he didn't mind working for him with that cash he was getting.
Exactly. Getting paid all that money for injecting him with prescription drugs.
Yep. It's ridiculous.
And he has MSNBC is going to release a documentary. Some people don't want the documentary to be released, but MSNBC doesn't give a fuck. It's all for ratings these days, so they're going to release it no matter what. But people like
it was a big rating this month.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people like LaToya Jackson, she doesn't want the documentary to be released, but they got to release it, and, you know, it has Conrad Murray talking about that night, you know, when Michael Jackson passed, and he talks about working for Michael Jackson, so we'll see how that documentary is. But as far as Murray, he's going to prison, and he's going to be raped. And don't be surprised if someone sticks something up his butt.
And
might be a tampon, might be something else.
And then tell him to beat it.
He certainly will beat a lot of things. Big black cocks in his face. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, my man. Oh, man.
What else? Kim Kardashian, she got a divorce. I mean, is anybody surprised that she actually divorced Chris Humphries after, 72 days they were married?
Yep.
I'm not surprised. Like, I told my coworkers that the marriage isn't going to last that long. Watch.
I said that too.
Yeah, you like too. Yeah, exactly.
Days
too.
Before it even happened.
She's like she's one of those media hope. Like, she doesn't really like. She uses these guys anyway for their money and you know, for. It's not. I wasn't surprised, man. I knew the marriage wasn't gonna last that long, but I thought it would last longer than 72 days.
Well, yeah, I thought it was gonna last at least 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And I mean, that would have been a joke either way, but I mean, at least, man, not even 3 months.
Right, exactly. Not even 3 months it lasted. Now Chris Humphries, you know, his 15 minutes of fame is over.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the show, but it made him look stupid. It made him look dumber than you assume he was.
He is dumb.
I mean, no one even thought about the guy before the show, but now hearing how he talks, how he thinks, man, it's like, man. Now you see why he was on the Nets, man. You know? he could have just blended in. No one would have known, you know.
He fits in with all those dummies over there.
And he thought, what's her name was going to move in to Minnesota with him?
Please.
Man, she's materialistic. I don't know when she's going to leave L.A.
Yeah, man. Kardashian, she doesn't know what she wants. She uses these guys. And I hear Humphries is feeling sad. because he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to get a divorce, but.
Well, I believe that.
Hey, that's what you get for, you know, dating someone like Kim Kardashian. She can't be trusted. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll bang the shit out of her. She's with that big nice ass of hers and those big titties. Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't bang Kim Kardashian? You would be a fool not to. If you say no to Kim Kardashian, you're gay.
Yeah, I think that pretty much confirms it. If somebody would say that.
Right? I mean, come on, like.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I would never get married to her. Never. That's not the type of girl you get married to, because she can divorce you at any time, because she's a girl that doesn't know what she wants. And that can't make up her mind, so. But you'll hear in a few months that she'll be dating some other rapper or athlete. Watch.
Or radio host.
Radio host. You'll see. Watch. Wouldn't be surprised if she starts dating Derek Jeter, my boy.
If not already, if she hasn't already.
Oh, Derek Jeter needs to hit that.
Maybe he already did.
Right, you're probably right. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, you know. Derek Jeter's fingers should go in the Hall of Fame.
I think it will be. In a couple of years. Whenever he retires, just count five years from that, and that's when he's going to get retired.
Oh, yeah.
When he's going to get inducted.
His penis should be in the Hall of Fame, man. Like,
I think he's going to be in there, you know, entirely.
Kim Kardashian, she's one confused girl. You ever saw her sex tape with Ray J?
Nah, I haven't. You?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times. I saw it, I think the first time I saw it was on X Hamster. It's one of those, you know, porn tube sites. I saw the whole thing. Although, you know, I didn't really like seeing Ray J's face, man. Disturbing. But she's hot. I mean, she's a hot girl.
I'm pretty sure a lot of your viewers would definitely agree with that.
Oh, yeah. They're probably going to X Hamster right now. Trying to find the tape, the video. All right, so I'm going to end the show here. Doing overtime.
Yeah, that was a little iMac overtime there.
Yeah. Well, iMac, you guys won't get that next week. Yeah, just want to send out my condolences. Two of the biggest stars that we've had, Joe Frazier, and Heavy D, they passed away.
Right.
Joe Frazier, you know, he's infamous for his fights with Muhammad Ali in the 70s.
Yeah. Biggest boxing rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Heavy D, you know, a legend.
Yep.
Who he made a, you know, he sang for both Living Colors theme songs.
Yep. Yep.
And oh yes, by the way, I just remembered. Happy, what is it, second year anniversary of IMAX.
Oh yeah, actually it's the third anniversary, I think, isn't it? Because we've been on since
probably
2000.
Probably third.
Actually, you know what? Let me see. I think you're right. Wait.
I think it was 2009 we started.
Yeah, you're right. It's second anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually officially 2 days away, but it's the closest we got to it, so.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing an anniversary show, but, like, I'm going to wait till the fifth anniversary, because, and that's when you should really do it. You should go by the, like, the 5, 10, 20s.
Feel you.
You know. It'll be too early to do a special anniversary show right now.
So, folks, keep an eye on that, out for that, if, you know.
Yeah.
We're still here, and the show's still on, you know. So you can look forward
years.
To 3 years from now.
3 years, mother effers.
That's what I just said. You know, wait three years, you know, hopefully.
Yes. All right, any last thoughts or plugs for your show tomorrow?
Yeah, check out Sports Urban Legend. That's also the 2-year anniversary. and it's good to see him. Check it out.
Check out Will's show tomorrow. Sports Urban Legend. As for me, I'm Mac, my co-host Will. I see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow as a co-host on Will's show, Sports Urban Legend. But as for I'm Mac, I'll see you guys next week. Later.